our aim is to walk down the street corner to corner with a big camera with us and, you know, just walk around and talk to the people, say hello to the people, and then try to get to know how they live. So here in Alice Springs, the culture is kind of a mixture of Aboriginal and then the westernized kind of things, like you people, like Western people. So, you know, those two different colors mixed in one city, that is something I think interesting about. So I'd like to depict that kind of things.
Now, I met a man called Jeff Opie, who has a very strange letterbox outside his house. Why do you want to feature that gentleman in the documentary?
It was almost an accident. I mean, like, during the location scout, we'd been here for like 5 days of location scout last year. In location scout, we walk, just walk and walk and walk, walk and try to find something interesting. And I saw the his house is, like, looking at from outside, it's very ordinary, like normal kind of place. But there was a one, like, post. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like spinning kind of thing. It's like a, like round kind of things, and then surrounded by a spinning kind of thing. So I was kind of interested. Wow. It was a total accident. I mean, he came out, and then we started talking, and then he offered us to see his Harley Davidson. So we saw it. And then, you know, he goes like, oh, you know, this bike is the world famous and world greatest bike. Yeah, hear the sound. Vroom, 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 vroom. I was like, okay. Yeah, that was great. But, you know, to me, like for most of Japanese people, having that type of big, big motorcycles, like he had like 5 or 6 of them. That's how it goes.
Now tell me, what do you think Japanese people, what sort of impressions will they have of Alice Springs? I mean, how different are the two cultures?
Just one word, different. I mean, you know, the land is vast. I mean, Japanese people are living in a rabbit hutch and using a tiny, tiny street and tiny parks and tiny houses, tiny buildings, but it's tall. But here, it's really, really wide, very flat. The lifestyle is totally different. And then the other day in December, on the location scout, I met a camel man. He said he traveled from Catalan with a camel on foot. Okay.
It sounds like it's a very interesting process, what you're doing to open up the town of Alice Springs and reveal some of the stories.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, well, we are always very nosy. That's it. I mean, we just walk and find something interesting or somebody interesting and then just say hello to them and what are you doing? You know, every single day our life starts from what are you doing? What are you doing? And then after we make up some plans how to shoot them, and yeah, so we are just nosy, curious, because we are in a different place, totally different from Tokyo, different from Japan.
Just lastly, tell me, which TV station will
NHK. It's only a Japanese TV station. It's a public broadcasting station. If I was in the States, I would call it a PBS.
PBS, yeah. Or ABC if you were in Australia.
Yeah, ABC is a PBS?
That's
okay,
right.
That's equivalent of ABC. Yeah.
So later this year, it will be screened on NHK, which will go out to the many millions of people, I guess, in Japan.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, they would love this place, I'm sure.